Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hello, how are you? It's glad to, I'm glad to broadcast because I realized that in order to get my point across and to really get to the real nitty gritty of situations and to be honest, down to earth and realistic and genuinely truthful, I had to talk about things because I realized that in life, there's a lot of pretentiousness, you know. We look at the, you know, we're attracted to beauty, we're attracted to fantasy, you know, stuff like that. But really, when it comes to artists, I'm an artist. I can sing, I can write, I can produce my music. So if that's the case and I can do it well enough to be professional, it should not matter if I'm skinny or fat, healthy, disabled, or young. I'm an access van or I drive a car. It shouldn't matter. I personally can walk. I can walk a lot. I have a lot of stamina to be on stage. Even though when people say, oh, you look heavy set, I'm like, it doesn't matter. The reason why I bring this up is that some people, the haters or people inquire me, say, oh, I cannot make it because they think I'm too old or too fat or not well enough, and that's not good enough. You know, if I can sing, I can write. If I can stand on stage, I can sing. Or if I can play the keyboard, then it shouldn't matter. It really is a truthful situation and genuinely right situation to think of people as their abilities and not what they look at. The years people have, particularly in the 80s, it was a preoccupation on what someone looked like. And it was not necessary for someone to be so talented. And we paid the price where they have artists like Milli Vanilli and other artists who didn't sing and didn't write or play. They just look good. Looking good is fine, but it should be on the inside. Beauty is truly on the inside. And beauty, you know, when it comes to being an artist, it's really about whether I can write that song good enough to be released to the public, or whether I can sing it, or whether I can play. That's the most important thing. If we don't have a good songwriter, a good singer, a good musician, then all that other stuff don't matter. Of course, people are attracted to the beautiful person, but at the end of the day, that's not what music is. It's about whether I can write or whether I can sing. And I like to play because I definitely love to sing. The singing is where I started. I was a rock singer. And yes, I have my distractors and haters, but I don't listen to that because I know I can sing. I can write. I write my songs. I can play. Yes, I played in so many places. I did song, or at least I got compilation of my songs released. So I don't want somebody to judge me about what I look like or whether I'm too old or too fat or disabled. But that is not fair. Because when people go into that mode, they lose out on true talented people. It also can take away people's dreams and increase the pretentiousness and a falsehood as well as prejudice. It's a form of racism, it's a form of prejudice. When you go by what somebody look like and not what they're true, whether they can sing or write or play. So when somebody judge me and look at me on the outside and really don't want to be around me because of it, then I realize they have nothing to offer me to begin with because they sound like they're too pretentious. They are not someone who's genuinely a honest person or someone who was going by the fantasy and don't have nothing much there. In fact, they are, you know, they're not genuinely a wholesome person. A genuine wholesome person will look at me, at my personality. They say, oh, yeah, you have this and that. And say, oh, I like your talent. Or I like that. That's what I'm looking at. Or I like how you act. On the other side of the coin, I express myself very clearly about the way I act. I am a very open-minded person, and I try to clarify. I talk about all kinds of views about my life, about what I write on Twitter, and so on. And people have this that pretentiousness, falsehoods about something is wrong with me and so on. It's because they're ignorant. Again, that's about pretentiousness. They don't know me. They're looking at something, a perception that very likely is not true. Perception goes by what we see, whether with our visual, what we know, and it's not necessarily what is actually the truth about the person they're looking at. So when people talk about me as a person, they need to get to know me as an individual, learn a lot about how life is, and try to understand where I'm coming from on the inside and not just make preconceived judgments about what I say on my podcast and so on. Because if they don't know me and they don't know all information, then it's not fair. And again, if someone, you know, like somebody said, with Interscope or whether it was Sony or whatever, was interested in my music, I hope they can look at me for who I am, for my talents first, before they make judge anything. Because it will show them that they're a wholesome person, that they won't miss out, and they will learn a lot about life in general. Because going by just look, we will lose out, and we will be shown that we're not honest about life and ourselves if we go by look or something that has nothing to do with the true value of my or your talent and my or your essence. And again, if we hear something or look at something or hear somebody talk or see something, We should not judge before we leap, because we may lose out. But again, with my music, when I look at people who prejudge me, please look at me as my talent as a whole. Look at it. If it's, you know, you have your own opinion before you can look at how the way I look. Because the music business is about how talented I am, whether I can sing, write, or play. And that's all that matters. And that's what should matter. And what I say or what I do, you know, we should be careful, because perceptions can be false and we can lose out. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.